This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey there, Will.
Hi, Audie. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in a while. The last time I did, you were, like, on television, sitcoms and things.
Yeah, I was on How I Met Your Mother last year.
Really? And, are you in the Actors Union now?
I had to join. I'm now a member of SAG. And yeah, I'm going to be on TV again a week from Tuesday on The Martha Stewart Show. There's an entire show being devoted to puzzles, and I'm going to talk about Ken and crosswords.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, don't forget the little people, okay?
Okay.
Now, remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, I said, name two things an airplane does. Each of these is a single word. Put the words together, one after the other, to make a compound word that names something it's nice to have as big as possible. What is it?
And what is it?
The answer is bankroll, because a plane will bank and it will roll.
Ah, all right. Well, we're on a roll here because it was another big week of entries. More than 1,700 listeners submitted answers, and our randomly chosen winner is Linda Yershi, and she's from Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Avi.
Hey there. What do you do in Charm City?
I'm the general manager of a magazine publishing company.
And so how long have you actually been playing the puzzle?
I have been playing since the postcard days. And the funny thing is, I hadn't submitted an entry since it went online. I just sort of never got around to it. And this week I did, and of all weeks, I got picked.
Wow, that's pretty good. I was going to ask you also what a postcard was, but I think I didn't know. So are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll meet Linda and let's play.
All right, Linda and Audie, today's puzzle starts with you. And specifically, every answer is a word or phrase in which the first syllable is you, spelled E-U.
Okay.
For example, if the clue were Holy Communion, you would say Eucharist.
Okay.
All right, number one is river through Iraq.
Euphrates.
That's it. Number two is writer Welty.
Eudora.
Ah.
Eudora Welty is right. Game with 32 cards.
Hmm.
Ooh. I think I know this.
Can you help me, Audie? I don't know this one.
Is it Euchre?
Euchre, good.
Oh, yay.
All right, how about this? Oregon City, that's a boy's
Eugene.
Name.
Oh.
Eugene, that was fast. Uh-huh. Kennedy, who married Sergeant Shriver.
Eunice.
That's it. Tree whose leaves are eaten by koalas.
Hmm. Eucalyptus.
That's good. So-called father of geometry.
Euphrates is a river. Euripides.
I'll hold that thought.
Sorry.
This is about math.
Yes.
I
the father of
help
geometry.
You.
Ancient Greek.
Not Euripides.
No. And it's also the name of a city in Ohio. That clue's probably not going to help you. I'm just going to tell you. It's Euclid. You
hey.
Did get it. Good. How about a speech at a funeral?
The eulogy.
Eulogy is it. A man in charge of a harem.
Oh.
No.
So Brett Favre is not a
loser. Oh.
Oh,
nice.
I don't know.
Do you know this one, Audie?
A man in charge of a harem. Is it a... Wait, I was going to say a eunuch. Did eunuchs
a
do
eunuch,
that?
A eunuch, that's is correct.
Whoa.
Good. How about extreme happiness?
Euphoria.
Uh-huh. Mercy killing.
Euthanasia.
That's right. Pleasing to the ear.
Euphonic?
No. I'll give you that. It's euphonious.
Hmm. Okay.
How about number one or number two for a bathroom activity?
Hmm. Where are you going with these clues today, Will? I mean, really?
Euphemism.
Oh. Euphemism. Good job. The muse of music.
Muse of music.
Oh,
Blank.
Do you know Audie?
No.
Yeah, it's Euterpe. Euterpe. Oh. Euterpe. How about, here's another tough one. The Furies in Greek myth.
Oh, the Furies.
The Furies. There's a fancy name for the Furies. That's just a tough one. It's Eumenides. Eumenides. And here's your last one, A Cry After a Discovery.
Eureka!
Eureka is right.
Yay! Linda, great job! Yay!
Got to brush up on my Greek mythology.
Well, Linda, to tell you what you'll get for playing today's puzzle is Weird Al Yankovic. In my library, my mind space page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places.
Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches for playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. And one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
He made it sound so exciting, which it is. But
no one else has ever given that prize list with so much.
Yes, exactly. So much verb. He spoke with Leanne actually for an interview that we're going to hear soon. Before we let you go, Linda, tell us, what's your local member station?
It's WYPR, your public radio.
Linda Yershi from Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Jack Javen of Highland Beach, Florida. And it's written with President's Day coming up. Name a world capital, add the letter R, rearrange all the letters to name two U.S. presidents. Who are they? So again, a world capital, add the letter R, rearrange all the letters to name two U.S. presidents. What's the capital and who are the presidents?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Audie.